What's good? What's good? I am back. It's like 5 in the morning, and I figured I'd go ahead and knock out another podcast and whatnot. This is episode 85 of the Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Pickett, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. I got a bunch of topics that we get into. Probably won't get into all the topics, and that's why I'm doing podcast back-to-back days, because I got a bunch of topics that I pretty much got off of. I get a lot of my topics off of YouTube and stuff like that, just topics that other people might be talking about when it comes to the political and the world events. And in the sports topics, I just roll whatever sports topics I pretty much want to roll with. Before we get started, don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, and your service, check out promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, you're a cat lover, or you're an animal lover, and you like t-shirts or hoodies with dogs and cats on them, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. Also, if you like to drink a little bit, check out dizzlebrand.com. Do your dizzlebrand.com. Just add ice. Dizzle on ice, dizzlebrand.com. Don't forget the audio version of this podcast goes to Apple, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, Player FM, iHeartRadio, Podcasts, Addict, Podchaser, and much more. You can Google Paul Pickett Podcast. You see the name behind me, PaulPickett. First, let me get into last night's scores or last night's games. Utah beat the Sixers. Memphis Grizzlies beat the Lakers, and the Spurs beat Denver. And Denver has been struggling kind of lately. I mean, they still got to get Jamal Murray back. They just lost Michael Porter Jr. to a back. So Denver's chances are pretty much done for this season. Memphis is probably like the most improved team, man. Memphis has definitely stepped it up. I would think that Ja Morant's going to have Memphis in the playoffs almost every single year for the next 8 to 10 years. Ja Morant's about to take Damian Lillard's spot as that number two point guard scorer in the West behind Steph Curry. Ja Morant's about to take that spot. Definitely about to take that spot. And Utah beating the Sixers, I mean, Utah is pretty balanced. I want to say they had, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And like 8 guys scored double figures. You got 8 guys scored in double figures. Normally you're going to win the game every time because that's a really, real well-balanced attack. All right, so I got a bunch of topics here. We're going to go through some of these topics and see which ones. We're going to start with this one. It's the big news. I talked about it yesterday. Let me sip some of my juice first. Y'all hit that click now, subscribe button. You know, Facebook, hit that like. If you're watching me live on TikTok, hit that follow and I will follow you back. Jussie Smollett found guilty. I'm not going to celebrate that he was found guilty. Do I think he deserved to be found guilty? Yeah. Yes, because, I mean, if it's not okay to do a hate crime, it's also not okay to just fake one and stage one. And there's a lot of people have lost a lot of credibility. Like, The View was sitting there, you know, I can't believe people don't believe him. This is so horrific. Well, you wonder why people don't believe him or didn't believe him, because it wasn't true. We don't believe things that aren't true. We let the far left do that. People on the far left do that. They believe things that aren't true. I don't believe things that are not true. Honest people in society don't believe things that are not true. So that's why we didn't believe Jussie. I mean, it's just, I talked with a friend on the phone about this the other day, and the way I broke it down, I mean, it was kind of comical with it. And I had him laughing because, I mean, when you go down to every single detail, none of it makes sense. And the fact that that people on the far left believe this horse shit, it just goes to show you what kind of people they are. They're just dishonest human beings. I mean, there's so many things. I don't care if it was black, white, purple, green, or yellow. You mean to tell me that two guys were waiting in the bushes at below freezing levels in Chicago at 2 o'clock in the morning? I mean, who does that? What person in their right mind does that? I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian. Who in their right mind is waiting in a bush at 2 o'clock in the morning in freezing cold weather? You know who's doing that? A homeless guy. A homeless guy's in a bush at 2 o'clock in freezing cold weather because he has no choice. Okay, so they're in the bushes hiding 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago with MAGA hats. And they're white, and they have bleach and a noose. None of that makes sense. You want to talk noose? I mean, you talking Alabama, Mississippi? Okay, I can believe they're hiding in a bush with a noose. And it's not going to be freezing cold in Alabama, Mississippi. But Chicago, okay, it's Chicago. It's freezing cold. They're hiding in a bush 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And it just so happens that they're waiting for a gay black guy to come by so they can jump him. And all of a sudden, randomly, Juicy Smollett appears. I mean, like, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, you would have to wait in bushes for months to guarantee that it's gonna be a gay man. That's the thing. It's one thing for you to be waiting in the bushes for just a black man, the first black man that comes by. But how the hell would they know that he's gay? They're waiting in the bushes. What? Because they watch. So you mean to tell me that two white dudes hiding in the bushes in freezing cold weather with MAGA hats in Chicago actually watch The Empire and know who Jussie Smollett is? Stop it! What you described, they wouldn't even watch Empire. They're not even watching Empire. Everything he said about it made no sense whatsoever. And everybody on the far left was like, I don't know why nobody believes him. This is, you know, this is messed up because nobody believes him. You know, stop it. We didn't believe him because everything he said about it made no sense whatsoever. And who was it? It was two Nigerian African guys who apparently he colluded with to do this. I mean, it's like, that's why we didn't believe it. And if it's going to be one of the, like, people know it's the harshest one. Hate crime is one of the harshest things you could do. So one of the harshest things you could fake is a hate crime. That's one of the worst things you could fake. You could fake it a robbery, okay. But faking a rape, I don't even know if that's terrible. That's terrible as faking a hate crime, because it just really messes up the whole climate of race relationships. It really does. Because according to Jussie Smollett and his fabricated script and plot that he tried to play out, all people who wear MAGA hats or vote for Trump or support Trump are racist people who wait in bushes at 2-3 o'clock in the morning in freezing cold weather with bleach and nooses, and they wait for the first black gay guy to come by. And apparently they got a gay detector that I've never heard of that can detect if somebody's gay or not, because I never heard of those. You know, you can't always just tell if somebody's gay. Like, not all gay men, you know, carry themselves with feminine traits and feminine ways. Some of them are pretty masculine, you know. So it's not like there's some gay meter out there that you could just, oh, dude, he's gay, let's get him. And then bleach. I never heard about racist people. Like, okay, I heard about racist people hanging black dudes back in the 50s, but they sure as hell wasn't trying to bleach their skin to make them whiter. let's whiten this guy up. I mean, Jesse Smollett's already half white. His dad is a white Jewish guy. A white Jew. His father's a white Jewish guy. White Jewish guy, his father is, you know? So I don't even know where these ideologies come from mixed kids, when one of their parents is white, you know? You think Lonzo Ball and the Ball brothers, you know, they think that every Trump supporter or voter or everybody wearing a MAGA hat is some racist, you know, prick waiting in a bush to attack any the first gay black man he could find and put a noose around his neck and bleach his skin? No. No, because they love their mom. You know, and apparently Jesse don't love his father. But he got what he deserved. He did. The only people that believed him was his family and him. The only people that believed what he was saying was him and his family. That was the only people. The lawyer, the freaking defense lawyers, I guarantee, didn't even believe it. I guarantee 100% the defense lawyer didn't believe this. How much time is he going to get? I don't know. Whatever he gets is justifiable. Because, I mean, you know, this is one of the most heinous things you could fake is a hate crime. Especially in this climate we have right now where, you know, apparently all white people are racist because they're born with white skin and they've oppressed people, they oppressed everybody of color, even though everybody of color has not been oppressed or victimized, you know. I mean, when was LeBron James oppressed or victimized? Is little Bronny being oppressed or victimized? Hell no. Little Bronny got more privilege than any white kid in America right now. Stop it. Little Bronny got more privilege than any white kid in America right now. You know, I mean, he's not even, I don't even know little Bronny's top 10 in his age group right now for basketball. But they act like he's number one. You know? And not saying the kid ain't balling, but he ain't. Like, this dude getting, like, LeBron James was the first athlete to pretty much play all, they played all his high school games with ESPN. Like, Bronny, they're pretty much, I know it's not, they're not playing on ESPN, but the way social media is following him and YouTube is following him, I mean, this kid is, they've been broadcasting this stuff way before LeBron. But yeah, Jesse Smollett got what he deserved. And oh yeah, the last thing I want to say about this is Black Lives Matter, like defending him and backing him up, takes away all credibility. Black Lives Matter has no credibility because you're backing a hoax. When you back a hoax, you lose all credibility yourself. When you sit there and defend and back a hoax like this, you've lost all credibility. You can't believe a word that comes out of anybody's mouth from the Black Lives Matter movement if they're defending, you know, doing hate crimes, hoaxing hate crimes. Black Lives Matter is supposed to be fighting against hate crimes, period. I mean, is it faking a hate crime? Isn't that a hate crime in itself? The hoax of the hate crime is a hate crime within itself. Because you're trying to paint this false narrative that every white person is just out there, we're just waiting in bushes to jump out and get black people and hang them and bleach their skin. You know? Yeah, so Black Lives Matter lost all credibility. The Views lost all credibility. Not that they had any credibility. Not any of these people had any credibility to begin with. BLM movement had no credibility. And I'm not saying Black Lives Don't Matter. I'm just saying the movement itself has no credibility. And the movement itself does not even care about black men. It does not even support black men. It's only for black women and black gays or lesbians or transgenders. It does not care about black straight men. Black Lives Matter movement does not care or support black straight men. Stop it. Anybody who says they does, they're lying. They're lying, and it's a Marxist movement, you know. So they never really had no credibility. The Views never really had no credibility. Don Lemon has no credibility because he says he reports point of view and not opinion. It's the same damn thing, dumbass. You know, so anybody who defended Juicy Smollett, whatever, nobody even knows how to pronounce this guy's name, man. So let's just go with the Dave Chappelle version, Jussie Smollett, the French version. I mean, him faking a hate crime in itself is a hate crime. Just the hoax of it is a hate crime, and everybody that defended him lost all credibility, not that they had any, because they were defending him. They didn't even, that's why this is the Common Sense Podcast. They didn't even put no common sense to it. They just, this is the thing with these people on the far left or the far right. They got their minds made up. There's nothing, you can't have no, like, reasonable conversation with these people and come to a meeting of the minds. It doesn't matter what you say. You can't make them agree with you or change their mind. Their minds are already made up. You know, they're set. And, you know, you can't have a viable conversation with people on the far right or the far left. I ain't talking about people in the middle or just people on the liberal, just regular liberals or regular people on the right. I'm talking about the far right and the far left. You can't have no conversation with these kind of people because they already got their minds made up and you can't change them whatsoever. And that's why they have no credibility because they don't go off of, it's never always honest when you always got your mind made. Nobody's 100% right. It's like whoever made up the saying, the customer is always right. That's a bold-faced lie. The customer is never always right. That is such a bold-faced lie. So these people lost a lot of credibility, you know. Let's see what else we got to talk about. Let me see what I got in sports for. Let me talk about this one topic right here. I see Spotify deletes comedians' albums. Spotify deleted comedians' albums. Why did they do that? Apparently, Spotify is paying on music, and I know this very well because I'm a musician. And for y'all don't know, y'all can look up my music. I go by the artist name Paul Masson. It's PaulMasson. So if you're on TikTok, watch me live. Please look up Paul Masson. MA$ON. Please TikTok one of my songs. But Spotify pays out artists and musicians. They pay you out as a writer. They pay out producers. You know, writers and producers. Now, comedians, apparently some comedians made great points that, well, they write and produce. Comedians write and produce. They write this stuff and they produce it. So they wanted royalties on their albums, you know, because I guess they got comedian albums. I don't know if they're like they're. I've never really seen what a comedian album looks like. Never really listened to one. I don't know if it's just them telling jokes or whatever. But so Spotify basically gave the two middle fingers up to the comedians and just removed all these comedians' albums, like Kevin Hart and all these other people. Because, well, all due respect, Spotify doesn't get listeners on their platform because of comedy. Excuse me. Comedy. It's mainly streaming music and streaming podcasts. So podcasts and music is what brings probably 99% of the listeners to Spotify. So Spotify was just like, screw it, we don't need them. Plus, Spotify, my take on this is Spotify isn't really making no money anyways. They're not making a profit. They're paying out too much money on the daily anyways. Artists are making a killing off of streaming, like all the mainstream artists. I mean, you go on Spotify, there's just tons and tons of artists with millions of listeners or more a month. If you got a million listeners or more, you're pretty much in there like swimwear. You know? So it doesn't surprise me because even DistroKid did this. They removed a ton of catalog of unsigned artists' music to make room for the majors because, you know, of course, unsigned artists don't bring listeners to Spotify. I repeat, unsigned artists don't bring listeners to Spotify. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that Spotify deleted comedy albums and stuff like that. It's really not surprising at all. And especially in this day and age of censorship and cancel culture and whatnot. All right, let me get to this next topic. I was watching a Brandon Tatum video yesterday, and he was talking about YouTube demonetizing his videos and suspending his account for 7 days. See, this is another double standard, because they only do this to people on the right or the far right. And Brandon Tatum is not on the far right. He's not on the far right. He's not radical right, like the radical lefts, you know. To be honest with you, he's a little more closer to the gray area like me. Like, I'm not Democrat or Republican. But if I had to say what I lean towards more, I lean towards more green with people on the right, because this far left and these people on the left, they're just not living in reality. And they just spew just too many lies that I can't agree with. And not saying people on the right don't spew lies, but their lies is not harsh as these lies. You know, it's like everybody on the left was defending Jussie's. And now they all quiet as a mouse over there, walking on cotton, because they know they've lost all credibility. You can't believe a word they say, because they got all on live television in front of millions of people and defended it and defended it and defended it. And then once they found out it was lies, they didn't backtrack. See, that's how you know they're not real news reporters, or they don't really broadcast real news, because when you tell a lie, even if it's your opinion, you're supposed to come out and retract that. There's no retracting of the lies in the media, whether it's on the right or the left. There's no retracting. So YouTube demonetizes video. They suspended his account. But this only happens to people on the right. It only happens when people on the left, because a lot of these social media platforms have far left radical views, like Twitter, like the guy from Twitter saying, well, I don't think there's enough censorship on Twitter. Well, I understand that the guy from Twitter, the CEO of Twitter right now, he looks like he's from Indian descent. I don't know if he was born in India, but this is America. Twitter is an American company. So, you know, this idea of censorship is totally hypocritical and a double standard. Like, it's just... That's the thing. They're trying to shut down free speech. They only want free speech when you agree with them on the far left. So if you're on the right or the far right, or even in the middle like me, because I ain't voting Republican, Democrat. I'll be honest with you. I voted for Barack Obama. He's the only person I ever voted for. And I totally regret that I ever voted for anybody. He conned me. He totally conned me out of my vote. He conned me. Talking about a hoax. Talking about a hoax, I tell you. But yeah, YouTube demonetizing Brandon Tatum's videos. It's such a double standard, so hypocritical. It only happens to people on the right or the far right. When you don't, the people on the far left don't agree with what they're saying, and whether it's true or not, they don't agree with it, so they want to ban it. And this idea of banning truth and censorship is bogus. You know, it's so bogus. Hey, what other topics we got? You know what? Let me talk about this. Biden, he's got a few topics written down. Some of them actually go into topics I already talked about. Like Biden tweets, this must not be tolerated for the Jesse Smollett thing when it first happened. You damn right it can't be tolerated. Doing a fake hoax of a hate crime can't be tolerated. I mean, this can't be tolerated. That's why he had to be found guilty. And, you know, the last three big cases, all due respect, the last three big cases in American society, which is this Jussie Smollett case, the Ahmaud Arbery case, and the Kyle Rittenhouse case, all went exactly how they were supposed to. they went exactly how they should and how they were supposed to. Kyle Rittenhouse got off for self-defense because it was clearly self-defense. Like the guy that was suddenly trying to put Kyle Rittenhouse in the angry white guy category. No, the angry white guys were the ones who attacked him with a skateboard, the one that pointed a gun at him while Kyle Rittenhouse was on his back. The ones that were chasing him, those were the angry white guys. I've never done nothing like that before. Chase somebody down, man. Like, really? Like, I think one time, actually, let me take that back. One time I was an angry white guy against another angry white guy when I was, like, in junior high over a girl. Over something that happened with a girl. And I tried to play bully Paul at 5 foot something. And apparently, the kid, I can tell his name, Jimmy Rogers, played, he let me play bully. And what's crazy is I remember the whole neighborhood damn near trying to jump me that day for playing bully because they know I was too little to be playing bully anyways. And we didn't play bully in that neighborhood anyways. And Jimmy Rogers ended up coming back later in life and played bully and pumped me down. So, you know, Biden saying this can't be tolerated. Yeah, faking that hate crime can't be tolerated because faking a hate crime as a hoax is a hate crime within itself. Because his whole purpose of doing that is trying to paint a picture and label all white people who wear MAGA hats and vote for Trump as racist. And all due respect, I didn't vote for Trump. I didn't vote for Biden. If I had to pick anybody, there's only three people I would vote for president right now, to be honest with you. There was three people that ran for president right now I would vote, run for. Three politicians and one actor. If I had to say the number one person I would vote for president of the United States if he ran, it would be Denzel Washington. I agree with Denzel Washington's take on race relations and relationships and race in America 100%. Denzel Washington's take on race in America at this day and age, today. Now, I'm not talking about Civil War times, the 50s, Jim Crow. We're talking about today, right now. I agree with his take 100%. Which he agrees a lot with Thomas Sowell, who I agree a lot with, Thomas Sowell, and Morgan Freeman, like any one of these guys ran for president, they get my vote. They would get my vote. Thomas Sowell, Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman. They would get my vote before anybody. Those would be the three guys that I would want to be president more than anybody. I'm talking about white, black, Puerto Rican, Haitian. I don't care what it is. Now, the only three politicians that I would vote for would be Dan Crenshaw, who sacrificed more for this country than any politician ever. And actually, he graduated in Colombia, Bogota, and I actually lived in Panama for 2 or 3 years, which I appreciate it because it made me understand how spoiled rotten and how much opportunity and how much wealth America has compared to every single country in South America. They're all damn near dirt poor. Panama is where I stayed at. Panama, where we would go to Cologne City, they had real ghettos. Real ghettos. There's not no real ghettos in America. Those aren't ghettos. Those are low-income housing. You want to see real projects and real ghettos, you go to South America. You know? So I would vote for Dan Crenshaw. I would vote for Kristi Noemes, who's actually governor of the South Dakota. Yeah, South Dakota, which is where my grandfather was born. My grandfather's from South Dakota. And that's not why I would vote for Kristi Noemes. That's not why. It's because I believe she's truly, I believe she's an honest politician from what I've seen and what I've gathered about her. And the third person I would vote for, Ron DeSantis. Because I agree with Ron DeSantis' take on this COVID mandates and these lockdowns. And Florida is, why is Florida thriving? Because everybody else has got too many mandates. So those would be the only three people I vote for, politician-wise. And then I would actually vote for two actors and Thomas Sowell. All right, let's see. What else we got here to talk about? Let me talk about this one. This is a sports-related topic. This is actually a rumor. Rumor report. Talk to him. With Paul P. This ain't Angela Yee. This is Paul P. Rumor report. Apparently, there's a rumor out there. And Michelle Beadle says that LeBron James wanted her to be fired and replaced. Now, the rumor is that he wanted her to be replaced with his buddy at the time, Rachel Nichols. All right. And first of all, let me decipher and think about this. Do I think this is true? Yes, I think this is true that LeBron James wanted Michelle Beadle and replace Rachel Nichols. But there's double standards and hypocrisies all through this. First of all, Michelle Beadle really doesn't have a leg to stand on to sit there and cry and complain about this when she went at Stephen A. Smith and tried to kill his career over some comments he made about Ray Rice, which probably weren't the right comments to say. Probably wasn't the right comments to say, but, you know, it wasn't defamation, it wasn't damning to nobody, it was just probably, considered sexist, right? It probably be considered sexist. So, Michelle Beadle don't really have a leg to stand on, because you're sitting there, you're kind of a hypocrite when you're sitting there talking about LeBron James wanted to try to get me fired, da-da-da-da, but you pretty much tried to do the same thing to Stephen A. Smith. You tried to get his career. You went on social media, and you tried to shut down his career as much as possible. When you start playing with people's livelihoods, them taking care of the responsibilities and feeding their families, that's war. That's wartime. That causes for war. If you try to come at me and try to shut down my business and prevent me from making money, we're going to war. And I'm going to tell you what. You know what they say? You don't go to war with a newspaper company because there's no shortage of ink. You don't go to war with a marketing advertising company because there's no shortage of ad impressions. I would run an ad in war. If somebody tries to go at me and shut my business down, I will go at them and shut their business down. It's war. It would be straight ads on. I will make up stuff to shut them down. Because once you go at somebody's livelihood and you try to stop them from making money, paying their bills, taking care of responsibility, feeding their families, that's very personal. That gets taken very personal. I take it very personal. It's not business. When you try to shut down my business, that's not strictly business. That's personal. You trying to stop me from paying my rent, paying my bills, and feeding myself, that's personal. So Michelle Beadle is a hypocrite and double standard because you ain't got a leg to stand on. You try to do the same thing as Stephen A. And LeBron James, for somebody who fights for equality, it's not equality when you try to get somebody fired just because you don't like them. This is the thing. If they're doing a good job and they consistently do a good job, what are we talking about? You're going to fire somebody because you don't like them? That's not how the way the work world goes. Yeah, if they get snippy with their boss, yeah, they get an attitude with their boss, yeah. But first of all, LeBron James ain't her boss. So he want to get somebody fired because he doesn't like them. That's exact opposite of equality. This guy who wants equal opportunity for all races, but wants to get somebody fired because he doesn't like them. He doesn't like their personality. In all due respect, Rachel Nichols, his buddy, I mean, you see what happened to her. You see what happened to her. You see her scandal that came out, her dirt. You know, like, stop it, man. It's such a double standard of hypocrisy across the board. LeBron James, I don't want to hear you fight for quality when you get trying to get people fired because you don't like their personality. And Michelle Beadle, I don't want to hear you crying about somebody trying to get you fired when you try to do the same thing. You know, once again, this is the double standard, the hypocrisy, where, you know, stop it. All right, let me see. I got a few more topics. Do I want to get in all these topics? You know what? We're gonna get into a couple more of these topics. And I'm gonna save these other ones for tomorrow or the next day. Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna talk about this last topic. Before I do, hit that click now, subscribe button, hit that follow, share, comment. Good or bad comments, all engagement is good engagement. Bring it. Travis Scott interview with Charlamagne Tha God. I want to talk a little bit about it. I didn't watch no interview, but I watched enough to know that Travis Scott, you know, it's messed up what happened at his show, but Travis Scott is exactly the kind of artist that an artist is supposed to be. I've always stressed this about musicians. I can't stand an artist that thinks he's so above his fan base. First of all, your fan base keeps you in the nice house, the cars, clothes you're wearing. Like Jeezy got mad because a fan touched him and wanted to spaz out. Guys like that don't keep their fan base so long. Their fan base doesn't stay super loyal, you know. And when they drop a new album, you'll see how loyal the fan base is about. A cat like Travis Scott is a cat who truly cares about his fan base. Like, I saw a person who was truly upset, truly stressed out, upset. He was just constantly, seems like he's constantly just replaying the moment in his head, just thinking over and over again. Which ain't good. You can't dwell on things but so long. But he seems like an artist who really cares about his fan base. And now I see why Travis Scott is as big as he is. I see why the McDonald's thing did as well as it did. And why it opened up doors for all these other little McDonald's things to come through. Even though the Sweetie one was the most retardedest one ever. But the Travis Scott, like, I see why fans ran to go buy the Travis Scott McDonald's meal. Like, this is the thing. I don't care how good of a rapper you are. If I don't like my burger made the way you make your burger, I'd be damned if I'm going to buy that meal just because your face is on it. But a lot of fans did that. They did the complete opposite of what I would do. I mean, Jordan Lucas was one of my favorite rappers at one point. I don't give a rat's ass how he likes his quarter pounder. If he don't, unless he eats it the same way I do, I'm not going to buy the Jordan Lucas McDonald's combo meal. If he got ketchup and mustard on his burger, and I prefer mayonnaise and cheese or mayonnaise and ketchup, I don't like mustard on my burger. I like mustard on my hot dog. You know, I'm picky like that. You know what I'm saying? So unless he's picky like me, I don't give a rat's ass what he eats on his burger. I would never buy buy it because just because Travis Scott or Jordan Lucas' face on it. But so many people did. And he got – so now I see why he has such a big fan base and such a diehard fan base, why Travis Scott is huge as he is, because he truly cares about his fans. He truly cares about his fans. He's truly upset about us. He's truly losing sleep, stressed out. I can see it. I mean, he don't really know what to say or what to do because it's really messed up. I just saw a person who really feels bad for what happened. Who just truly thought that he was just putting on the best performance possible. Just, you know, just trying to give his fans, you know, their money's worth. Because, I mean, that's the thing. When you go to a music show, all due respect, you don't want to go to a show that puts you to sleep. How many of somebody's shows that they put you to sleep? You go to somebody's old school hip-hop shows, like 80s, they got, like, when they got, like, Houdini and stuff like that out there, they can put you to sleep, man. They can put you to sleep. Because these cats don't got a long enough catalog for you to really ride with, you know? Even some cats in the 90s, man, don't got a long enough catalog. I remember booking Rampage for a show. He only did, like, three or four songs and repeated three songs. Probably did three songs, like, twice. You know, and three of them weren't even songs that were his songs. They were songs he was featured on. So it can get pretty boring at some of these shows. And, you know, so you got to be entertaining at these shows. You got to kind of get the crowd into it, hype, and, you know, and whatnot. Like, I went to a Jordan Lucas show, and the whole crowd was, like, into it. Everybody in the crowd was into it. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, man, that's what I saw. That's my takeaway. Travis Scott is truly upset, truly losing sleep over this. It's not even about he probably going to get sued and lose money. He doesn't really care about that. Because Travis Scott is going to make a shit ton of money still going forward. You know, I mean, look at Tory Lanez. Allegedly shot Megan Thee Stallion in the foot. And why I say allegedly? Because there was three people in the car. And only one says she got shot in the foot by Tory. And the other three say no. So Tory Lanez said, I didn't shoot her. The security guard for Tory Lanez said, I didn't shoot her. And Megan Thee Stallion's friend that was in the car even said, nah, he didn't shoot her. You know. So what I think happened is he probably shot in the ground and then it hit her foot. But that's not me shooting you in the foot. That's me shooting at the ground and it ricochets and it hits you in the foot. You know, that's the difference. I know somebody got shot in the foot. He got shot in the foot because he tried to kick somebody out of his apartment and wasn't paying rent. The guy pulled a gun out and shot him in the foot. That's shooting somebody in the foot. You know, he had to get surgery and couldn't walk right for a while. You know, I mean, he literally got shot dead in the foot. But if I shoot the ground and it ricochets and hits your foot, I didn't shoot you in the foot. The bullet ricocheted and hit you in the foot. I shot the ground. You know, we gotta be honest about how we put things out there. You gotta be honest how you word things, how you say things, you know. But yeah, Travis Scott, man, it just seems like a cat that truly is upset about what happened. He truly has remorse. Resentment. He's stressed out. Can't sleep. I mean, you could tell, man. It just, some people, you know, they would just be, it happened, and they would just be like, you know, it is what it is. Because they get so much money, and you know, it is what it is. But once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Your host, Paul Pickett, the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, or your service, check out promopalace.biz. if you're a dog lover, a cat lover, an animal rights activist, you like t-shirts, hoodies, or you like sneakers that have dogs and cats on them, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. That's newlitter.com. And also for Shizzle, I got to shout out DizzleBrand.com. Do your Dizzle. Step into the future. DizzleBrand.com. Just add ice. Dizzle on ice. So check them out. Got a bunch of recipes on there that you can mix with your Dizzle, plus online order links. And you can follow my Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and more. And don't forget the audio version of my podcast goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Player FM, Podchaser, Podcast Addict, and more. And this is episode 85, 15 more and we're at 100. We're going to do a big press release, and I'm going to run an ad for that press release as well. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. For y'all on TikTok, hit that follow. And also people who will watch me on TikTok, I will follow afterwards if I'm not following you. So, peace, and I'm out.